Have you ever felt overwhelmed by the chaos of modern life? Imagine having a tool that could transform your relationship with stress, emotions, and even physical pain. Not through escaping your experiences, but by developing a deeper relationship with awareness itself. This is the promise of Daniel J. Siegel's groundbreaking work in Aware, which introduces the Wheel of Awareness meditation practice that has transformed countless lives across the globe. Endorsed by mindfulness pioneers like Jon Kabat-Zinn and scientific luminaries such as Daniel Goleman, this approach bridges ancient contemplative wisdom with cutting-edge neuroscience. The book has become a favorite among celebrities like Emma Stone and Goldie Hawn, who credit mindfulness practices with transforming their relationship to anxiety and stress. Beyond Hollywood, the Wheel of Awareness has been implemented in schools, healthcare settings, and corporate environments worldwide, offering a scientifically validated path to greater presence, emotional balance, and interpersonal connection. Imagine pouring a tablespoon of salt into a small espresso cup versus a large container of water. In the small cup, the salt overwhelms everything. It's all you taste. In the larger container, the same amount of salt becomes barely noticeable. This powerful metaphor illustrates how consciousness works. The same experiences that feel overwhelming in a constricted awareness become manageable when our awareness expands. The Wheel of Awareness practice offers a systematic approach to expanding this container. At its core, the practice distinguishes between awareness itself, the hub, and what we're aware of, the rim, connected by our attention, the spoke. This simple yet profound distinction creates a revolutionary shift in how we experience life's challenges. Scientific research confirms that developing three trainable mental skills, focused attention, open awareness, and kind intention, produces remarkable benefits. Studies show these practices improve immune function, optimize telomerase, which maintains chromosomal health, enhance gene regulation, improve cardiovascular factors, and increase neural integration. Beyond physical health, they foster emotional balance, resilience, empathy, and a sense of meaning, what the ancient Greeks called eudaimonia, a deep sense of well-being and connection. The practice emerged from a simple observation of a glass-centered table with a wooden rim, a perfect metaphor for consciousness. The hub represents awareness itself, knowing, while the rim contains everything that can be known, sensations, thoughts, feelings. The spoke of attention connects these elements, allowing us to systematically explore different aspects of our experience. By differentiating the components of consciousness and then linking them through attention, we optimize the self-organizing nature of the mind toward harmony rather than chaos or rigidity. Unlike many approaches that promise quick fixes or temporary escapes from discomfort, the wheel practice develops a fundamentally different relationship with our experience. It's not about eliminating difficulties, but expanding our capacity to hold them with greater ease and clarity. This transformation happens not by changing what we experience, but by changing how we experience it. The power of the wheel becomes evident through the stories of those who've integrated it into their lives. Consider 5-year-old Billy, who was expelled from his previous school for fighting. After learning the wheel concept, Billy gained the ability to recognize when he was stuck on the rim during emotional triggers. When another child took his block, instead of punching as he would have before, Billy told his teacher, "I'm stuck on the rim. I need to get back to my hub." This simple visualization helped him step back from impulse, acknowledge his feelings without reacting, and choose a more integrated response. 16-year-old Jonathan used the practice to manage severe mood swings. By intentionally creating a particular mental state through regular practice, he developed emotional equilibrium as a trait. As he put it, "I just don't take all those feelings and thoughts so seriously, and they don't take me on such a wild ride anymore." The wheel enabled him to transform an intentionally created state into a healthy trait through repeated practice. For Mona, a 40-year-old mother of 3 young children who often felt overwhelmed and irritable, the practice offered both choice and resilience. It transformed her parenting from reactive to receptive, Instead of becoming chaotic or rigid, she could respond flexibly and create more integrated ways of being with her children while also treating herself with greater kindness. Perhaps most profound was Teresa's journey. At 25, she struggled with the aftermath of developmental trauma from an abusive childhood. For trauma survivors, distinguishing awareness from what we're aware of can initially be unsettling. The openness of the hub can feel more threatening than familiar traumatic patterns. Through repeated practice, Teresa transformed her relationship with her body and awareness. What once created anxiety became manageable, and her fear of the hub shifted to curiosity. She developed the ability to rest in the spaciousness of being present, something she'd never experienced in her childhood of unpredictable terror. 55-year-old Zachary attended a wheel workshop feeling something unnamed was missing from his otherwise successful life. During practice, a hip pain that had plagued him for over 10 years began to dissolve. Beyond physical relief, Zachary discovered something more profound. Focusing attention back into the hub gave him a sense of being wide open and filled with joy and love that changed his life's direction. He found the meaning and connection he'd been missing, ultimately considering a career change to share this experience with others. Before experiencing the wheel firsthand, we must understand foundational concepts. The mind functions as a regulatory process that monitors, senses what's happening, and modifies, changes what's happening. Like learning to ride a bicycle, where you monitor through watching and feeling, and modify by pedaling and steering, you strengthen your mind by honing these regulatory skills. This dual process of monitoring and modifying creates a feedback loop that allows for increasingly refined control over our mental states. The first step involves stabilizing attention, which works like aiming a flashlight beam on a chosen focus. Just as a scattered beam provides poor illumination, scattered attention diminishes our capacity for clear perception. The breath serves as an excellent initial focus, found in contemplative traditions worldwide, from Buddhist meditation to Christian contemplative prayer to Islamic Sufi practices. This breath awareness practice strengthens our ability to sense energy and information flow with greater focus, depth, and clarity, creating the foundation for the more elaborate wheel practice. The breath is particularly useful because it's always present, requires no special equipment, and provides a natural rhythm that helps anchor attention. For newcomers, several guidelines help establish effective practice. First, try to stay awake, as turning attention inward can sometimes lead to drowsiness. Maintaining an upright posture and practicing with eyes slightly open can help. Second, distinguish between relaxation and reflection. While you may become calm during practice, that's not the primary goal. Reflection builds stability and clarity to experience whatever arises within awareness, whether pleasant or challenging. Third, differentiate between observing and sensing. Sensing means being a conduit for experience to flow into awareness, while observing creates distance as a witness constructing perception. This distinction is crucial for developing deeper insight. Perhaps most importantly, be kind to yourself. Reflecting inwardly is challenging for humans accustomed to external focus. As Pascal noted, all of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone. Remember, your mind has a mind of its own, and there's no perfect way to practice. When distractions arise, and they inevitably will, simply notice them and gently return to your chosen focus. Each moment of noticing and returning strengthens your capacity for attention. The mindsight lens, how we perceive our own minds and others' minds, rests on three essential pillars. Openness, letting go of expectations and preconceptions about what should happen. Observation, creating sufficient distance from experience to see it clearly without becoming overwhelmed. And objectivity, recognizing that our experiences arise and fall, not defining our identity. These three skills work together to stabilize our capacity to sense energy and information flow with greater clarity, depth, and detail. Regular practice gradually develops these qualities, much like how regular exercise builds physical strength and flexibility. This foundation of focused attention serves as the launching pad for deeper exploration of consciousness and sets the stage for more advanced practices. By establishing these basic skills, practitioners develop the mental stability and clarity necessary for navigating more complex aspects of inner experience. The Wheel of Awareness serves as a visual metaphor, a map, for exploring our mental landscape. Like any map, it represents but isn't the territory itself. The basic practice guides you through experiencing the essential metaphor, the hub of knowing, rim of knowns, and spoke of attention that connects them. The rim is divided into four segments representing different aspects of our awareness. The first segment contains our five traditional senses: hearing, sight, smell, taste, and touch. The second segment represents interoception, our sixth sense, which includes sensations from our muscles, bones, and internal organs. The third segment encompasses mental activities like emotions, thoughts, and memories, our seventh sense. The fourth segment represents our relational sense, our eighth sense, our connections to people, nature, and anything beyond our physical bodies. To practice, find a quiet place for about 30 minutes of uninterrupted time. Begin by focusing on your breath to center yourself. Then imagine being in the hub of knowing. Send a spoke of attention to the first segment of the rim, systematically exploring each of the five senses for 15 to 30 seconds each. Next, move to the second segment, exploring internal bodily sensations from head to toe. For the third segment, open to mental activities, emotions, thoughts, memories, observing whatever arises without judgment. In the fourth segment, explore your relational sense, beginning with connections to people physically closest to you and gradually expanding outward. After completing the practice, reflect on your experience segment by segment. With internal bodily sensations, notice how focusing on areas like the heart region can help balance your autonomic nervous system. Research shows that people with stronger interoceptive abilities develop greater emotional balance, intuition, empathy, and insight. When exploring mental activities in the third segment, you may have experienced either a flood of thoughts and feelings or a surprising stillness and clarity. The practice helps you notice not just mental content, but its dynamics, how thoughts arise, persist, and dissolve. Many find the gaps between thoughts particularly revealing, discovering they are more than their mind's chatter. As one mother remarked after learning the practice, "I never knew I was more than my thoughts or feelings." Building on focused attention and open awareness, kind intention deepens the practice by cultivating interconnectedness and compassion. The wheel helps differentiate and link energy and information in our lives, from external sensory input to bodily sensations to mental activities. With the fourth segment, we explore how we exist as differentiated individuals who are simultaneously interconnected with others and our planet. These connections aren't merely imagined, but represent actual sharing of energy and information flow. While modern society often reinforces a sense of separateness and isolation, research consistently shows that social connections profoundly impact our mental health, happiness, and longevity. This suggests the mind isn't merely brain activity, but is both fully embodied and inherently relational. Following neuroscientist Richie Davidson's research, specific statements of kind intention have been incorporated into the fourth segment. Wishes of happiness, health, safety, and well-being directed toward all beings, our inner self, and an integrated M-we that combines our differentiated me with the interconnected we. Compassion, sensing another suffering, imagining ways to decrease it, and taking action to help, requires empathy. Contrary to some confusing claims that empathy is bad, compassion is good, most people need empathy to generate compassion. The key distinction is that empathy alone can sometimes lead to distress, while empathy coupled with compassion maintains balance. As Matthew Ricard explains, empathy without compassion is like an electric water pump without water. It quickly overheats and shuts down. Research confirms that being kind and compassionate creates more integration in the brain and more well-being in our lives. Put simply, integrative states become healthy traits. Spirituality, often defined as connection to something larger than a private self and meaning beyond individual survival, may fundamentally relate to integration. By linking our differentiated inner self with a larger inter-self, we experience interconnectedness that gives rise to a vibrant sense of meaning. We possess both an inner self and a shared relational inter-self. Fusing two inner selves, ours and another's, creates a lack of differentiation that impedes true connection. Too much isolation, focusing solely on the inner self, leads to excessive differentiation without linkage, resulting in despair and meaninglessness. Conversely, too much connection without necessary differentiation creates impaired integration, leading to burnout in caregiving or in meshed relationships. The most profound aspect of the wheel practice involves directly experiencing awareness itself, the knowing rather than the known objects of consciousness. This involves turning attention to the hub itself, what Siegel describes as bending the spoke of attention 180 degrees back toward the hub. Whether using a bent spoke, retracted spoke, or staying put spoke, all approaches aim to access the knowing of consciousness itself, becoming aware of awareness. This metacognitive shift represents a fundamental transition from observing content to experiencing the very nature of observation. When reflecting on this experience, people describe remarkably consistent yet unique responses. Some initially find it disorienting or confusing, reporting a sense of losing ground or not knowing where to look. But many report profound experiences described as incredibly peaceful, clear, empty yet full, or amazing. Common descriptions include feeling wide as the sky, deep as the ocean, complete peace, joy, tranquility, timeless, and expansive. Practitioners often report a dissolution of typical boundaries between self and environment, experiencing what some describe as pure being or boundless awareness. While not universal, these descriptions emerge consistently across diverse groups worldwide, suggesting something fundamental about the nature of awareness itself that transcends individual differences, cultural backgrounds, and belief systems. Each segment of the wheel offers distinct experiences that build upon one another. In the first segment, differentiating the five senses heightens awareness. Hearing becomes more acute, picking up subtle sounds previously unnoticed. Seeing becomes more vivid, with colors appearing brighter and patterns more distinct. Smelling becomes more sensitive, detecting nuanced fragrances in the environment. The second segment reveals varied responses to bodily sensations, from initial numbness to rich inner connection, with practitioners reporting enhanced awareness of subtle physical states like muscle tension, temperature variations, and internal rhythms. The third segment often brings surprising clarity and calm when mental activities are invited into awareness, with many noticing the transient, bubble-like quality of thoughts and feelings. This segment frequently reveals the spaciousness between thoughts and the witnessing presence that remains constant amid changing mental contents. For efficiency in daily life, the consolidated wheel practice can be coordinated with your breathing rhythm, making it accessible even during busy schedules. Kind intention statements can be synchronized with breath cycles, making statements on the in-breath, "May we be happy," and elaborating details on the out-breath, "Feeling peaceful and content." This breathing coordinated practice allows you to complete the entire wheel in just minutes while preserving its essence. Many practitioners find this abbreviated version particularly valuable during commutes, work breaks, or before important meetings, reporting that even brief engagement with the practice can shift their state of mind and enhance their presence and clarity. The mind extends beyond just brain activity to encompass the entire body's energy flow. While traditional views follow Hippocrates in seeing the brain as the sole source of mind, Antonio Damasio argues that nervous systems evolved as regulators for already complex bodies. We don't have brains served by bodies, but bodies served by nervous systems. Your mind has remarkable power to physically change your brain. Through focused attention, you can modify synaptic connections and promote myelin formation, making neural transmission 3,000 times faster, and even alter epigenetic regulators that control gene expression. This scientific reality supports the phrases "mind your brain" and "inspire to rewire." Your mind can integrate your brain through intentional awareness practices. A simple hand model offers a practical visualization of the brain structure. Fold your fingers over your thumb and your palm to represent the brain's major regions. Your palm represents the brain stem, the evolutionarily ancient region that first integrates bodily signals. Your thumb represents the limbic regions, and your fingers folded over represent the cortex. This model helps visualize how these regions interconnect, particularly through structures like the insula that link body sensations, emotions, and higher cognitive functions. The default mode network, DMN, consists of interconnected brain regions that remain active even when we're at rest. This network plays a crucial role in our sense of self and social awareness. When properly integrated with other neural systems, the DMN supports empathy and insight. However, when overly differentiated and isolated from other brain regions, it can lead to self-preoccupation, anxiety, and depression, what Siegel playfully calls OATS, Others and the Self activity. When we engage in sensory awareness, we can quiet the default mode network's self-preoccupied chatter. Research confirms that sensation and self-referential thought are mutually inhibitory. Lost in thought, low in sensation. Flow in sensation, quiet in thought. With mind training, sensory circuits become more differentiated and integrated with overall brain functioning, creating higher states of whole brain integration. The journey to presence involves expanding our container of awareness, like diluting salt in a larger vessel of water, allowing us to bathe in the beauty and expanse of eternity. While life can sometimes interfere with being present, we can navigate these moments with greater ease by accessing what Siegel calls the plane of possibility, the open field of potential that exists before our experiences become actualized. Our perception is shaped by dynamical representations, patterns from the past that project into the future, creating the plateaus that can rigidify our lives or make us prone to chaos. Living from the plane means distinguishing between knowing and known, carrying the spaciousness of the hub into daily life. This allows us to see our filters clearly rather than being fooled by the patterns they create. The wheel practice offers powerful benefits for managing physical pain and promoting healing. During a dental procedure, Siegel used the wheel to place pain in context, reducing anxiety and replacing it with clarity and calm. Research shows that mind training enhances immune function, reduces inflammation, and optimizes cellular health. However, meditative practices also present challenges. One risk is spiritual bypass, attempting spiritual growth while avoiding pain that needs healing. If physical, emotional, and social pain are points along the rim, using the hub as an escape hatch prevents necessary healing. The sanctuary of the hub is both a powerful resource and a potential disabling escape mechanism. Experiences of trauma, loss, or abuse embed themselves as patterns that need integration, not avoidance. Living from the plane means recognizing that our personality traits and patterns can both define and confine us. Growth becomes possible when we tap into the plane as a source for new configurations to arise. Our personality traits, those proclivities that shape how we think, feel, and behave, aren't fixed destinies, but patterns that can transform. We don't lose our personality, we expand its range. Research confirms that even the big five personality traits, conscientiousness, agreeableness, openness, emotional intensity, and extroversion, can change with intentional effort through processes like psychotherapy. These traits represent patterns that have become reinforced but can be cultivated and shifted. We aren't prisoners of our brains or relationships, despite their tendency to follow familiar paths. The danger in spiritual practices lies in privileging a particular method until it becomes the end rather than the means. As John O'Donohue observed, true presence means throwing one savoring glimpse at the miracle of being around countless times daily. The test of rigorous practice is ultimately investing non-practice moments with presence. Integration, the fundamental basis of health and happiness, can be achieved through whatever methods fit an individual best. The presence we experience when we rest in possibility forms the foundation of awakening the mind and freeing our lives. Many seemingly different mind training approaches share a common mechanism of accessing the plane of possibility. Despite their diverse origins, effective practices involve attention to both intention and attention itself, while opening the mind to awareness of awareness. Our modern view of self as defined solely by skin or skull boundaries has led to isolation and disease. Yet integration doesn't require losing our individual me to gain belonging to a we. Instead, an integrated notion of self combines both in what might be called emwe, a plural verb sense of selfhood that's continually emerging rather than fixed. This integrative identity allows us to acknowledge our uniqueness while embracing the uncertainty of wide-open potential. When we drop into possibility within our inner mind, we become receptive to whatever arises, bringing that state of openness to our relationships. Humor connects us to possibility. When an improvisation scene becomes truly funny, it moves freely along unexpected paths, engaging bodies, minds, and relationships. Laughter released from the plane enables us to embrace life's spontaneity, riding waves of expectation before shifting direction and releasing that energy back into possibility. Living from possibility invites each of us to become pervasive leaders, a concept Siegel shares with quantum physicist Arthur Zajonc. This approach to leadership emerges from within, as we each take responsibility for bringing ethical, compassionate change into the world. One challenge we face is our inherited survival trait of making in-group distinctions, shutting off compassion circuits toward those deemed other. The good news, mindfulness and compassion practices can widen our circles of concern and reduce implicit biases by accessing our deeper interconnection beneath prejudgment patterns. When we integrate consciousness through the wheel, we become aware of our interconnected identities, recognizing we are both the individual me and the collective we that makes life meaningful. Like candles sharing light without diminishing themselves, we create a brighter world together through the power of integrated awareness.